Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State. Brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong, about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, and about not ending in prayer, but also moving to action. The gospel of the kingdom. Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins, they will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. A lot of action words there that we're supposed to be doing as Christians, not just sitting around complaining, sitting around saying that somebody has a plan, we just need to hold on long enough to get out of here. None of that garbage. It says we're supposed to be out there doing it, walking out the kingdom. Are we actually doing that? Because right now, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to kind of unlock something for you that you may have never heard, but that really highlights where we are at right now and what we need to be doing to push back. So this last week, we have seen this absolute debacle in Afghanistan, but folks, this is much bigger than Afghanistan. On Sunday night, I was inundated with reports coming in from sources all over the world. And I'm going to talk about a few of those sources right now and tell you what I think is about to happen and why you have this feeling in your heart of being a little bit on edge right now. And quite literally, one of these sources is from Ephesus. Yes, you heard that right. The church in Ephesus. The modern day church in Ephesus. And I want to share this first, and I want to paint a picture for you of what's been happening since the 1970s and why this year is so different. All right. This is from Lebanon, okay, that was reported through these missionaries. Tonight, Lebanon has officially, now this, you got to understand something. This is yesterday morning early, okay, from Lebanon. Okay, tonight, Lebanon officially ran out of fuel everywhere. Hospitals, universities, streets, homes, bakeries, pharmacies. The international community is silent about the criminals who have left 5 million people starving in the dark. This is genocide, and it is to be treated such. Please share with the maximum number of people. Coming to us out of Afghanistan, Taliban have sent letters to the Christians to let them know they are being watched and in danger. Thousands are in hiding, and many thousand more have fled the country. All foreigners are being evacuated. That is if they can be, because there's this drama at Kabul airport, and literally there were people dropping from airplanes, literally falling from the airplanes because they were trying to cling on for dear life. But you probably didn't hear this. This is, again, part of this report coming to us. Reports of Iranian military moving in to North Iraq, Kurdistan. Now, this is very disputed territory up there. Then, on top of that, I also got troubling news from one of our missionaries in Ethiopia. And the rest of the world, I think, is probably figuring out that something very big is in the offing right now. I just had that feeling in my spirit late last week. Shared that with a few people, but now it's really coming to a head. And this, message that I received from Ethiopia is very interesting because you probably haven't heard about this either. And I'm going to wrap all this together here in a second. The TPLF rebel group is trying to demolish our country. All Ethiopians are putting their effort to show the reality for the Western community. So I know, and essentially it's getting out. The rebel group is working with Egypt. So Egyptians are working in Twitter, false propaganda, and only bad things about Ethiopia. And that same rebel group apparently has allied with one of the local tribes in Ethiopia. When I was there a few years ago in Ethiopia, there was this same tribe that was stirring up dissent and strife there. Well, apparently they've allied with this TPLF group. In addition to that, you have this weird picture of the pretender sitting alone. And somebody had the foresight to zoom in on the clocks and zoom in on the pictures. And we find out this bizarre discrepancies in the clocks in the background. Then we also see that the CIA station chief is outed, quite literally his picture there in the screen where this thing with Joe Biden is. Very bizarre. And so we're going to talk about this TPLF group here briefly, the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Now, Tigray is a region in Ethiopia, and they don't really talk about who they're allied with or what, I'm not going to call it a religion, what theopolitical construct they might be allied with either. And this is the problem with everything going on right now. There is a failure, a total failure, to understand our enemy, who we're fighting against. And they don't name it in the media. They never will name it in the media what we're fighting against. And so you can't win a war if you don't know your enemy, if you're not willing to use the language to label the threat what it is, to understand the threat. As John Guandolo has said on this show so many times. But the Tigray People's Liberation Front is predominantly Sunni Muslims of the same Islamic confession as the terrorist Al-Qaeda and ISIS. In other words, they are part of the Muslim Brotherhood movement in the world. And so wrapping this together about what is happening, I'm going to first talk about the counterstate, the Islamic counterstate, because I've talked about the communist counterstate before. The Islamic counterstate is operational in America. Now they are beginning to roll, and this was the trigger. So it's not just about Afghanistan. They rolled down Afghanistan. And does anybody really think or believe that this so-called army can just roll through Afghanistan, taking city after city after city? By the way, using WhatsApp, you heard that correctly. They're using WhatsApp as central to their communication network, which means, oh, by the way, that Facebook is complicit in this. True story. You can read this. Special Forces guys are detailing this. It's coming out right now. And people are asking the question, why are you not stopping this, Facebook? You're worried about January 6th insurrection. The whole thing's made up. These guys are making up a narrative here about January 6th to cover for what is going on in the rest of the world. Understand that. So WhatsApp, central communication, or central to the communication of the Taliban, apparently. This is the reports that are coming out. And does anybody think that they could just roll through a country without some sort of tacit agreement to allow them to do that? Anybody? And the fact of the matter is that the pictures that are coming out of the mainstream media are exactly like 1975. And I'm going to get to that here in a second. But what is happening, what we're seeing happening around the world, and by the way, Europe's countries and the patriots in Europe that are listening to this show today, hear and pay attention to what I am about to say. The Muslim Brotherhood is now operational, and now they are moving. That is what is happening around the world right now. This looks like a jihadist push into the fall. And their eye is on Europe next. So it's not just about Afghanistan. That's part of it. Ethiopia is part of it because there's a huge Christian population there. It is a foothold and has been a bastion of Christianity for a very, very, very long time. In Africa, you have Turkey moving. You've got Iran moving into northern Iraq, into Kurdistan, going against the one holdout group there. So you've got Shia Muslims moving there, and then you have predominantly Sunni Muslims moving in the rest of the world. And so we're hearing this in Lebanon. We're hearing it in Ethiopia. We're hearing it in Afghanistan. And we're hearing it here in America. It is very clear that some of the Afghans that are being moved here to America, in the tens of thousands, by the way, some of them are intentionally coming here as part of this jihadist push. Now, there are interpreters that are fantastic. I work with some of them in Iraq. We help them get out of Iraq and get here to the United States. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about they're using the situation now to literally bring terrorists into America when our guard is down. And the pretender has intentionally lowered our guard. This push into the fall right now means there is very likely going to be terror attacks here in the United States coming. Jihadists around the world celebrate this. Coming to us from Deb Kafile on your daily intelligence briefing. I'm going to roll this all together now. In addition to that, and very interestingly, you hear something that I think probably has been missed by a lot of people. But the Taliban have actually said what the plan is. This coming to us from Gateway Pundit. Taliban tells Joe Biden to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by guess when? September, wait for it, 11th, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Everybody listening to the show, especially the patriots in Europe, this is intentional timing. Intentional timing. Everything that's happening is intentional timing. One of the goals is to demoralize America. Again, I'm going to get to that here in a second. But this is intentional timing, a push into the fall on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And they are eyeing Europe. September 11th originally was a great victory for Christendom. It was called the Siege of Vienna in 1683. Now, the Muslim armies had been beaten back at the Battle of Tours, France, and that was way earlier than that. You can read about that history, but they were battled back in the western part of Europe, in Tours, France, back down through Spain, finally kicked out. They were defeated finally in 1492. Christopher Columbus was actually sailing to find a route into the eastern part of the Islamic Empire to defeat it once and for all. People don't talk about that part of it. He was also going to spread Christianity, yes, but they don't talk about the real reason, because they had just defeated the Islamic armies out of Western Europe in 1492. Now, later in the 1600s, they finally expelled all of the Moriscos out of Spain, and they went to a place called the Barbary Coast and became the forerunners of the Barbary pirates, who the United States fought its first real war against after Britain, after the Revolution. So these guys have a sense of dates. And so September 11th was a great victory for Christendom. And now they're trying to throw it in the face of the Europeans by demoralizing the United States. Now I'm going to bring this again to a close with what happened in the 1970s. The original plan of the globalists using the two counterstates, the communists and the jihadists, the original plan was to destroy the United States in 1976, 1977, because it was the 200th anniversary of the founding of the United States. It's why they chose that year. And in 1975, the United States was demoralized in Vietnam, and there was this picture of a Chinook helicopter taking off outside of the U.S. embassy as the North Vietnamese army rolled into the city and took over. And the same imagery was used just the other day of the U.S. embassy in Kabul. Now, even more interesting, why didn't they succeed in the 1970s? Because what happened was the Reagan Revolution was birthed, and it took them quite literally until the next date that they were targeting, 2016 and 2017. And I'm going to get to the real target, I believe, here in a second. 2016, 2017, but a man named Donald Trump was elected. And all of a sudden, when he is out, we're back on their cycled timeline where they're trying to demoralize the United States this year and take us into next year. I believe their target date is 2026 because that's the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States. I believe it's that year. So this becomes very interesting that their plans have been disrupted each time by a patriotic American president who has reestablished America's dominance and has put its enemies in their place. So we are watching this again happen in real time, where they want to make us think this is Vietnam all over again, demoralize Americans. But what they don't ever understand is that patriots then rise up. Do they really think, do they really think that tens of millions of people, let alone just 15 million veterans, are going to watch them desecrate and denigrate the memory and the graves of all the brave Americans, okay, that gave their lives for this country? Do they think they're just going to let that happen? Or do they think they're going to let the pretenders administration say, oh, no, it's okay if the Taliban got a whole bunch of these weapons? And they finally actually, they just admitted that, just in case anybody missed that. They admitted this, that a lot of U.S. weapons and technology fallen in Taliban hands. But now, wait a minute. They want to make sure they take your guns. You really think millions of people, tens of millions of Americans, are going to allow the pretender to do that? Take our weapons after they allow this debacle over there? Which brings us to a couple more interesting points. And again, I think there's multiple things that are being covered up by what's going on right now. One of those is the Durham report, and I'm going to get to that here in a second. But to add insult to injury, the U.S. government's court, this is coming to us from Breitbart, the U.S. government to Americans trapped in Afghanistan, we cannot guarantee your security. No, it's your job. It's your job to guarantee it and to step in and rescue Americans that are trapped. Are you kidding me? So make no mistake about this. Christians are being targeted around the world by this jihadist push, but the globalists have this timeline that they're on to try to demoralize, finally demoralize America and the last institution that is held out, and that is the American military. Every other institution, they think they've effectively demoralized. Now, I don't believe that's true, but they think that. They think the last one is the U.S. military. And so with mandatory vaccinations and this, they're trying to demoralize the U.S. military. But today, this coming to us from Populist Press, Kamala Kamala is now turning on Joe Biden. And the fact of the matter is they are setting up Joe Biden. He is not going to be president here by the end of the year. They're setting him up to be replaced. Vice President Kamala Harris reportedly did not want any part of facing the music on Sunday after the catastrophic collapse of Afghanistan. U.S. humiliation on the world stage set off public demands to hear from the president, but in the absence of the commander-in-chief, any White House explanation about the disastrous finale in a two-decades-long war would have sufficed. However, even the press secretary, and again, bizarrely, goes on vacation. Interesting. And I want to say this, too, to every person listening to this show who has a family member that voted for this atrocity, this communist atrocity known as the Pretender, you bear responsibility for what just happened overseas and the emboldening of our enemies. Now, there's two things you can do right now. You can be totally offended and go, I'm just not trying, I've been tricked. Or you can actually own up to it like Americans normally do. Own up to it. Change your viewpoint and not allow yourself to be fooled anymore by these Marxists and choose America first, or you can continue to be part of the problem. I want to let that sink in. Because it was Barack Hussein Obama who freed the Taliban takeover mastermind from Guantanamo. And according to this article from WorldNet Daily, swapped for American deserter Bo Bergdahl, one of the five Taliban leaders released by President Obama in 2014 in exchange for U.S. Army deserter Bo Bergdahl, is the mastermind of the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. So not only voting for the Pretender, but voting for Obama, who also is complicit in this gigantic mess. Own it. And make the right choice for America. Turn your viewpoint. You've been proven wrong again and again and again and again. And now it's costing lives. Your votes are costing lives. Your votes are helping to destroy this country. Now, either you love America or you don't. Make the choice now. Because there are millions of American veterans that are absolutely fed up with people who keep voting for these so-called Democrats, really Marxists and socialists in disguise, that are trying to destroy this country and denigrate the sacrifices of all the brave men and women that have given their lives for liberty. And every person listening to me right now, if you have a family member, you need to have that tough conversation with your family members tonight and throughout this week. They don't get a pass on this. Enough is enough. And as Christians, we have been too quiet and too passive in allowing this continual, intentional ignorance and destruction to continue. Enough is enough. And if you want to stand up against this stuff, I mean, look, another Breitbart article, New York City to impose $2,000 fines on businesses serving the unvaccinated. Well, they're allowing this to be destroyed, this country to be destroyed with our own tax money. If you are willing to stand up right now, then I want to make sure that you show up this Friday, because we are doing another massive rally in downtown Spokane. And a lot of people are being forced to choose between their job and some lying mandate tyranny. We need to end the mandate, but more importantly, we need to end communism in America. We need to end socialism in America. And so there are a lot of people that have said they are coming to this. But this Friday, 5 p.m., Spokane Regional Health District, downtown, we are going to be rallying. And it's not just about a rally. We are going to have specific things that we're going to be doing to push back on this and end this once and for all. Enough is enough. There's a reason, too, some of this stuff is happening in the media and they're trying to peddle all this fear and that America is no longer a great nation and all this stuff. It's because apparently, according to many reports, Durham is preparing possible indictments and a report to be released soon. Now, I've heard this before, so we'll see if that actually happens. But the fact of the matter is now the U.S. military, members of the U.S. military are saying enough is enough too. Navy commander warns of national security threat from mandatory vaccinations, coming to us from Revolver News. An officer with the U.S. Navy is warning of a full-blown national security threat if the military moves ahead with a planned universal COVID-19 vaccine mandate. In a memorandum released on Monday, Biden Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced his intention to require COVID-19 vaccination for all service members by mid-September. Service members who do not will potentially face court martials, prison time, and other than honorable discharges from service. The forced vaccination of all military personnel will present COVID-19 vaccines with present COVID-19 vaccines may compromise U.S. national security due to the unknown extent of serious vaccine complications. Couldn't agree more. So the question is, as Americans, what are we going to do about it? And I think for us, at least in Spokane, Washington, it starts this Friday at 5 o'clock at the Spokane Regional Health District downtown. And that's the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us. And if you get a chance, go to Facebook.com/Patriot Radio US, like the page, share it with your friends and family. Also, check out my profile on Gab, Getter. I'm on virtually every social media platform, so check it out, whatever your favorite one is, and go there. Gab's really good. And if you miss a show, you can always go to iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, Verbal, a whole bunch of other ones too, and catch episodes as well. And you're not going to want to miss the one with Pastor Arthur Pulaski that we had on last week. It's my pleasure today, though, to introduce one of my favorite reporters in the entire country, Alex Newman of The New American, who has been coming forward with a lot of information about what's really going on. We've got a lot to go through today. Alex, how are you doing? It's great to have you back on the show.
I'm doing great, Matt. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk about this debacle in Afghanistan. Ron Paul was right. I'm going to say that again. Ron Paul was right. And we have seen this almost intentionally done to coincide with the 20th anniversary of September 11th. It's disgusting to me. But what is your take on everything that's happening right now? And where do you think this is going to end? I mean, is Joe Biden even going to be president in January?
That's a very good question, Matt. I am 100% convinced that this fiasco we saw in Afghanistan just over the last few days was scripted and was orchestrated. We are witnessing right now the controlled demolition of the United States. As they want to build their new world order, they always knew, it was always part of the plan, that they were going to have to knock America down to size. After using us, after using our wealth, after using our resources, after abusing our military to build up this new world order, they were always going to have to circle back and destroy the United States. And what has just happened in Afghanistan perfectly illustrates this principle. What we're going to see out of this is a major step forward for the New World Order. We see a massive victory for Communist China, the mass murdering dictatorship there that's going to waltz right in and scoop up trillions of dollars worth of contracts for minerals. They're going to bring Afghanistan into their, they call it the Silk Road. It's basically all roads will lead to Beijing. They're going to go in and build infrastructure projects. They're going to go in and mine. And they are going to walk away laughing all the way to the bank, while America just squandered $1 trillion, thousands of lives of our servicemen, and our credibility. It's part of the plan. You know, these globalists have been talking for a long time about the need to have a multipolar world order. And especially at this time where we see Americans waking up, where we see President Donald Trump elected, they have to make sure that America, as a viable free republic based on the ideas in our Declaration of Independence, based on the laws of nature and nature's God, based on the idea that God has given each of us rights and that government exists to protect those rights, that has got to go. And so this multipolar world order will feature Communist China in a starring role. It will feature Moscow in a starring role. And it will feature the United States in a severely diminished capacity. So after destroying our military, they are now in the process of destroying our economy. They're in the process of destroying the U.S. dollar so that that can be replaced as the global reserve currency. And all of this has been carefully choreographed. Anybody who thinks Joe Biden is just an incompetent idiot is not paying attention. His handlers are not incompetent idiots. That guy's reading a teleprompter. The people who are writing the things that are appearing on the teleprompter knew exactly what they were doing.
So it looks like a major jihadist push into the fall right now. So a counter state push as part of this globalist move. And we're, I got reports from our missionary friends in Ethiopia, missionary friends that came out of Ephesus and also Lebanon about what's happening. Christians are being specifically targeted by the Taliban now. So they had letters sent to them. They've been called on the phone. So how did they get their phone numbers, you know, just all kinds of questions. And you have Ethiopia as well. This isn't just localized to Afghanistan. This is something really, really big that is happening right now that they are scripting going into the fall. What are you hearing from your sources? What can Americans expect here in the next couple of months?
Well, I think we should expect to see the ongoing destruction of the United States begin to really, really accelerate. I mean, we are going to see major victories by Islamists, by communists, by any force that is hostile to our founding principles, that is hostile to God, that is hostile to Christ, that is hostile to what's right. And I think really, and we talked about this a little bit the last time I came on, Matt, I think the next big shoe to drop, the thing that everybody should be paying attention to, but that nobody is paying attention to. And I mean nobody, even the alternative media is not covering this, is what the IMF is doing. They are in process right now, as we speak, Matt, of creating $650 billion U.S. dollars in what they call special drawing rights. That's more than all the special drawing rights that have been created in the entire history of the IMF going back to its founding after World War II. They're getting ready for a big monetary transition that's going to see the U.S. dollar replace as the global reserve currency and a drastically different international economic system emerge where Communist China will be the leader and the model. This has been in the works for a long time, and now we're seeing it come to fruition. We're seeing the climax of this, and what we saw in Afghanistan, I think, is going to be a foretaste of what's coming.
So they probably agreed to a World Bank then for Afghanistan as part of this whole thing.
I would not be surprised. Yeah, and I think the Taliban will play their role very well. Yes, they'll continue to do the things that radical Islamists do, but they will cooperate with the Chinese communists, they will cooperate with the United Nations, and they will cooperate with the New World Order.
Now, meanwhile, back in America, if you oppose any COVID measures, if you claim that there was election fraud, even though that's been proven in a few places already, If you actually want to celebrate 9/11 as the appropriate memorial it is to all the people that died that day, you actually come up on a DHS list of being a terrorist while the Taliban takes over Afghanistan again. Isn't that strange? What are your comments on that? What are you hearing as far as this is concerned? Because I think a lot of Americans, all they do is watch the news and they just take this in and like, oh, yep, that's true. There's these terrorists here in America. That's the ones that we need to be worried about. Meanwhile, all these jihadi networks are infiltrating the United States. Tens of thousands of Afghans are going to be put here in the United States without really being properly vetted. And undoubtedly, some of them are intentionally coming here as part of a jihadist network. How do you see all this? How do you put it all together in a maybe a simple version for Americans that are listening tonight?
Yeah, and frankly, Matt, you and I both have been warning about this for as far back as I can remember. Yeah. All of this infrastructure that was put in place under the guise of helping to stop communists, helping to stop Islamists, helping to stop drugs, helping to stop gun trafficking, all the rest of it, all of that was always intended to be turned inward on the American people. This became crystal clear during the Obama administration. They were putting out reports saying that returning veterans were the terror threat, pro-life activists were the terror threat, that people who want the border secure were the terror threat. And so now it's just coming to its natural conclusion. We're not worried about mass murdering jihadists. We're not worried about communists who have butchered 100 million of their own people just in the last century and who are running absolutely wild in this country, occupying some of the highest positions of power. We're not worried about that. Instead, we're worried about people who are concerned about their individual liberties being trampled on, who are concerned about experimental injections that, according to the VAERS system, have killed 12,000 people so far. It's mind-boggling, but you know, I hate to say I told you so, but it was so obvious that it was going to come to this. So I think we have a situation where they are going to try to unleash political persecution in America. It may not come tomorrow, but I think there's a very serious danger, a very serious risk of potential false flag attacks. There's a serious danger that the FBI may be right this moment radicalizing some person who's mentally challenged. They've got a long history of doing that. And that would serve as the pretext, very much like the mostly peaceful protests on January 6th served as the pretext for unleashing the power of the federal government on conservatives. We are in a very dangerous spot, and I think Americans need to be very aware of what's happening. Americans should be all across the country should be reaching out and developing a relationship with their sheriffs, with their police chiefs, with their county commissions, with their city commissioners, with their mayors, with their governors, with their state legislatures. And I know that's tough for people living in, you know, Washington State, for example, but it's critical that people across the country do this, especially in the Republican, the conservative states, because we need, Americans need to have multiple layers of protection between the out-of-control regime in Washington, D.C., and what's going on at the local level. So if you live in a place with a governor and a county commission and a sheriff and a mayor and a police who believe in the Constitution, who believe in what's right, who are going to resist this evil, you're going to be a lot better off than if you are living in a jurisdiction controlled by people who are allied with people who want to take down our country. So we're in a tough time, Matt, but we need to be bold, and we need to work harder than ever. Now is not the time to retreat. Now is the time to get even more active than you were last year.
It looks like, too, that the old Southern Poverty Law Center is rearing its head again as part of this political persecution. And it really appears that the show trials that are going to begin here in September against the so-called insurrectionists on January 6th, they're almost setting it up as if there's going to be some sort of false flag during September and, you know, reinforce their narrative during that time. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is really starting to hype this up. If you could, you've written and talked about them many times in the past, but they're, again, this seems to be accelerating right now.
Yeah, and I actually just did an article on this DHS so-called bulletin, terrorism bulletin, where they warned that people who don't believe the election results and people who don't approve of the COVID measures are the new terror threat. And I just did a video exposing the SPLC. One of the things that's so ironic, Matt, is that even by their own standards, you can hoist them by their petard. Let me give you a clear example. DHS is busy saying that it's not enough to just tackle the violent extremism. It's not enough to just tackle the terrorism. We've got to tackle the underlying causes of terrorism, which they say are extremist ideologies. I mean, this is direct terminology straight out of their case. And yet, we have the Southern Poverty Law Center literally radicalizing terrorists. Okay, everybody saw Floyd Corkins walk into the Family Research Council with a firearm and a bag of Chick-fil-A sandwiches with the intention of slaughtering everybody in there because he hated them, because he had been radicalized by his own admission by the Southern Poverty Law Center. So if we're going to tackle ideologies that radicalize people into terrorism, good place to start might be the SPLC, since we have a documented, confirmed case of radicalization where a convicted terrorist said he was radicalized by the SPLC's propaganda. That'd be a very good place to start. Another good place to start might be with the terrorist that the SPLC is so fond of, William Ayers, the communist terrorist who bombed the Capitol, who bombed the State Department, who bombed police departments, who bombed the Pentagon. This is a guy who was proud of his terrorism. He said his only regret was that he didn't bomb more institutions and more individuals. And yet, the Soviet Poverty Law Center put out this paper in their teaching tolerance program about what a great anti-war activist he was and how he was this hero. So here you have the agency that is radicalizing our federal government praising a known, proud, unrepentant communist terrorist with a history of bombing the Capitol. Does anybody really believe the SPLC is interested in stopping radical ideologies? Well, if William Ayers, is not a purveyor of radical ideologies, I don't know who is. So these people need to be exposed. They're hypocrites. They're liars. And we need to realize what we're facing.
You know, just being transparent, I'm really upset with people that actually voted for this stuff because, you know, being a soldier myself, we lost a guy over there in Iraq. You know, his family was forever changed as a result of that. And, you know, these are the memories that kind of come back up as you watch this intentional stuff happen. And you're absolutely right. This scripted stuff, intentional stuff happen on TV where they're trying to demoralize all of America like they tried to do in 1975. How do we deal with the people that are closest to us that are trapped in this mindset and trapped by these narratives and are constantly watching television and just that's the only place they get their news, and they're really not being independent thinkers, and they're really not delving into things more than an inch deep? How do we deal with that? Because ultimately, many people are thinking, how do I deal with this? This is a very emotional thing now for a lot of us as Americans.
Yeah, and that's a very significant issue that we're going to have to overcome that. And I don't know that there is a good answer to that. What I will say that's very encouraging is I've noticed more and more people who are trapped in those delusions, including people within my own family who were buying the propaganda narrative, who have called me even just in the last few weeks and said, oh my goodness, Alex, you were right. How did you know all that stuff? And so what's happening is they're seeing something that triggers them. You know, they may not be familiar with all these issues, but they may know one issue really well. And then they see the television tell them something that they know to be false. And they say, wait a minute, if they're lying about that, could they be lying about everything else? So we're seeing, I think, a mass awakening in this country, Matt. I'm convinced that a majority of Americans sees through this. I believe it is a solid majority. One of the obvious data points that we have to look at is the Gallup survey that showed that less than half of Americans had taken these experimental injections. We have every media outlet, every government official, every level of the propaganda machine just constantly hammering us about going to take these experimental injections. And yet, if Gallup's survey is correct, less than half of Americans have complied so far, despite the threats and despite the propaganda. That tells me that they are actually losing the propaganda war. So I encourage people, continue to love your family, continue to love your friends, be gentle with them, try to lead them to the truth gently. I mean, they don't have to know every detail about the full scope of what the deep state is doing. Just get them to understand on one issue, and that'll open the door for them to understand on all of the issues. But I think the most important thing, Matt, is the truth of the gospel. Once you have been regenerated through Christ, the truth just kind of sets you free in all these respects, and you start seeing through the wickedness and the lies that we're seeing. So I think the most important thing that people can do is preach the gospel and share the love of Christ with others, and many of the other problems will take care of themselves.
I agree with you. I think we need to have the tough conversations with our friends and our family. And, you know, I think many of them, it's dawning on them that they cast a catastrophic vote that helped to result in all of this stuff. And, you know, I don't think we need to beat them over the head with it, but I also think we need to confront this wherever we possibly can. And I agree 100%. This is where Christ, this is where Jesus is needed. This is where God wants to work, is where hearts start, the veil starts being lifted and hearts start being open. And all of a sudden, Jesus floods in and people's lives are radically transformed in an instant. And we're seeing this happen in the church. And it is not just happening in Spokane. We're seeing it happen across the country. And I am very encouraged with this. And I agree with you, too, on the fact that they have spent literally billions of dollars in propaganda. And still people are able to get the truth and get the right information and make the right decisions. And just as Ronald Reagan said, we have to believe that if Americans are given the truth, they will do the right thing. But they have to be given the truth, and that's our job to help that happen.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. You know, I think it's easy for a lot of us to get down in the dumps about what we see happening, but we have an incredible advantage, and I never tire of talking about this. Yes, they need to spend billions of dollars to promote their propaganda because it's lies. Right?
Right.
That's why they need to spend billions of dollars promoting it. We don't need the billions of dollars. We have the truth, and the truth is so incredibly powerful that it finds a way. You know, these interviews that you do, Matt, the radio broadcast that you do, I mean, this truth that drops, it spreads out like a wildfire, whereas the propaganda, you know, it's just, you got to keep doing it, and people have this natural understanding that something is wrong. And when they hear the truth and when they see the truth, they recognize it. And that's how, you know, despite all the censorship, despite the bans and the shadow bans on social media, despite the effort to deplatform everybody in silence, anybody who tells the truth on television, the truth is still getting out there. So we have this incredibly powerful weapon in our arsenal that is the truth, and the enemy doesn't have that. So that gives us an incredible advantage, and we should take full advantage of that advantage.
So with that said, as we're heading into this right now, and it really does seem like a very momentous time. You can kind of, you can feel it in the spirit. You can kind of just see it in different things. What should people be doing right now, besides having that tough conversation with their friends and family? What should people be doing right now to help spread the truth to people that maybe haven't received it yet, maybe haven't seen it yet?
Well, I think it's almost cliche, but I think it needs to begin in prayer. And, you know, open up the Bible, open up God's Word, and search it for instructions and for guidance. That is the primary way that God speaks to people, is through His Word. And He gives us insight into all of these questions that we're facing. So be in prayer, be in the Word, and then set about to do the things that He's called us to do. You know, my motto, I guess, as a journalist has always been Ephesians 5:11. God calls on us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather to reprove them and to expose them. That's one thing that anybody can do. You can reprove and you can expose evil. And there's a lot of ways to do that. You can get extra copies of the New American and hand them out to your friends, or give them to the elders at your church, or pass them on to your neighbor who you know is curious about some particular topic. You can take this radio broadcast, get the podcast when it goes up later if you thought this one was interesting, or get a different podcast and share it with that cousin that you know is kind of hesitating about the shot, or, you know, whatever issue it is. Just get to work. The most important thing, Matt, and I know I sound like a broken record on this because I never stop talking about it, and I never will, as long as children are being dumbed down and indoctrinated in the government's brainwash camps, we've got to protect our children. God entrusted those children to us. That's an awesome responsibility. We need to take it seriously. God never intended for Caesar to raise up our children. That's our job as parents. We need to be the ones educating and discipling our children. Yes, we can delegate some of the authority and some of that responsibility to a co-op or to a Christian school, but ultimately, there's only two options in this world. Jesus said it twice in the Gospels. Either you're with me or you're against me, and nobody can make the argument that the government's brainwash camps are with Christ. And so for Christians, the answer is obvious. You cannot, in good conscience, put them in there. You can't send your children to go fight a spiritual war when they haven't been prepared for that. So I think people, the most important thing that an average American parent can do is get your children out of the public schools and into the safe sanctuary of homeschooling or Christian schools, and then sound the alarm. let other parents know what's happening and what the Word of God says on these issues. And I think that is it's just so incredibly powerful. And it's already happening, Matt. I mean, the number of homeschoolers has more than doubled in the last year. There's a lot to be encouraged by.
It is, and I think that that's where I want to end with everything today is just all of the encouraging things. I'm seeing repentance like never before among Christians, and I would just you know, encourage every Christian listening to this show today. There, you know, the hidden sin that is in your life, get it up out at the foot of the cross. Deal with it now. God wants to move through Christians, but we hinder His ability to move when we keep all of this stuff inside and we don't repent and we hold on to secret sins, or as some people say, that guilty pleasure, whatever it is. Man, allow that to be brought to the surface. Deal with it now. I think God is cleansing his bride right now, and you can see it in many, many different stories that I've personally witnessed, that I've personally been a part of. Many, many people are experiencing this right now. Some are letting it happen. Some are letting the Lord cleanse them. Some are not. But I would just encourage everybody out there tonight, let the Lord cleanse your life of all that stuff and get to the business of walking out the kingdom that He wants us all to do. Alex, what in the last couple minutes that we have, I would like you to comment on what I just said. And then also, where can people go to get the truth? I think that's one of the biggest questions that people ask me, where do I go to get the real story?
Well, I'll start off by saying I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. And I think that's one of the reasons why the church in America has been so ineffective. Judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and we as God's people need to recognize that. We are being chastised and we are being disciplined because we're His children, and honestly, we deserve it. The church has been silent on these critical issues. The church has not been preaching the whole counsel of God. They want to hide certain things and compromise on certain things. There's all this sin flourishing in the church, and the pastors don't want to call it out because they don't want to offend anyone. It's time for the church to repent. God gave us very clear, very specific, very detailed instructions for our time on this earth. We are His ambassadors here, and we need to be good representatives to the best of our ability. With God's help, we need to model that. We need to shine the light of Christ into this world, and the church really needs to get busy with that. And that starts with individual repentance. I couldn't agree with you more. The secret sin in our lives has got to go, and that's maybe one reason a lot of individual Christians, well, why aren't I effective? Why don't I feel connected to God? Why are my efforts coming to nothing? Well, do you have something going on in your life that you need to confess before God and get out of there? Are you using pornography? You know, there's all kinds of issues that could be there, and that creates a real block, real impediment in the relationship between God and an individual. So that's where it begins. And as far as where people can go to get the truth, obviously the main place, as you know well, is God's Word. Open up the Bible, start reading it. If you don't know the Lord yet, maybe start in the book of another gospel. John is a very good starting point for you. On some wisdom, go open up the book of Proverbs, or maybe read John and Proverbs at the same time, and then work your way through the entire Bible and ask God to just use it to transform your life and to share the truth with you. Other sources of truthful and accurate information that would be useful to you for the days ahead, the New American Magazine. If you don't subscribe yet to the daily emails, if you don't get print magazine, you're not getting very important information, and intelligence is necessary in these times. The Epoch Times is a phenomenal newspaper. I encourage people to get a subscription to that. Listen to radio shows like this one and share this out. If you don't live in an area where you can get the broadcast, listen to it on the podcast and share that out. Or if you know people in an area of the country that isn't covered by one of the towers, send them the podcast so that they can hear it as well. So there's a lot that people can do. I encourage people to do it. And those are some very good places to start, I think, Matt.
Amen. Thank you for everything that you're doing, and really appreciate you and your family as well, that allows you to travel all over the place to help expose the truth and get the truth out to probably tens of millions, probably more than that, that we can possibly understand or know, tens of millions of people throughout the entire world. Alex Newman of The New American, thank you once again for joining me on Patriot Radio. God bless you and keep up the fight.
Thank you so much, Matt. God bless you as well.
All right. Alex Newman, one of the senior editors at The New American Magazine. Again, thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com. And A couple of really good articles he's had out there recently. The first one on DHS paints critics of COVID mandates and vote fraud as terrorists. And then also his one on the Southern Poverty Law Center that he just did, his video there. Fantastic. We didn't even get into the election integrity thing. And I'm going to tell you why. The fraud has already been proven that it's occurred in several places. Okay, so the question is, though, what happens if the fraud is proven? What next? Do you think the pretender is just going to, and his handlers are just going to walk out of the White House after doing all the destruction they've done? The real solution is for all of us as Americans. And I'm not saying we shouldn't investigate fraud. We should absolutely do that. We should absolutely be a part of that. We should absolutely expose fraud and the communist network and the jihadi networks wherever we possibly can. And what the globalists are doing, we should expose all that. Absolutely. But ultimately, the solution is Christian Americans need to stand up and knock the chessboard that has been laying on our backs for so many decades onto the floor and become the government of the people again. The genius of the founding fathers was that the temple of the Holy Spirit was the government of the United States, the body of the believer. But it presupposed two things. Number one, we're believers. Number two, we show up so Holy Spirit can work through us. Founding fathers were clear on this. No king but Jesus. No king but Jesus. And I hope that tonight with your friends and your family, you can recommit to these ideals and that idea specifically. No king but Jesus. And that this great American republic is worth fighting for. And it is worth preserving for the next generation. This is Matt Shea. Thank you so much for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you, and he will make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.